episode 17 of Mountain Bike Talk SA. Thanks for downloading this podcast. My name is Brad Brown. It's good to be with you once again. It's been a pretty interesting weekend. I spent it down at the Cape Argus Pick and Pay Momentum Cycle Tour and managed to catch up with a couple of the mountain bikers who were mixing it up with the roadies this weekend in Cape Town. And in particular, two of them who are in the lead bunch for the sprint finish, for the win, Christoph Sauser and Carl Platt. Caught up with them this week on Mountain Bike Talk SA to talk a little bit about the Argus, but also in particular to chat a little bit about the Argus and how their preparation's gone and how they see things going in a couple of weeks from now. So that was a pretty interesting chat with the two of them. And I also caught up with, he calls himself a Briathlete or Briley. Jan Bry is who I'm talking about, the man who bries for a living. He's got the best job in the world, I think. He's also riding his first Absa Cape Epic in a couple of weeks' time. He's ridden a whole bunch of cycle tours, and he went under 3 hours on Sunday. So he's not a bad cyclist, but he's a great mountain biker. And I chatted to Jan a little bit about his Absa Cape Epic call-up for Team Absa. It was a late call-up, but yeah, he stepped up to the plate. He's looking lean and mean, and had a really cool chat to Jan Bry. As always, if you want to be in touch with us, you can. You can pop us an email, podcast@mountainbiketalksa.co.za. It's podcast@mtbtalksa.co.za. Don't forget, you can also subscribe to this podcast on iTunes if you're on the iTunes platform, or you can look out for us on Stitcher Digital Radio. It's Radio On Demand. You can find it there, or if you'd like, on SoundCloud as well. The links to all three of those platforms are on our website, mtbtalksa.co.za. Let's get straight into this week's show. Well, we're catching up with Christoph Sauser, defending champion from the Absa Cape Epic, riding the Argus today as well, finished in the lead bunch. Christoph, thanks for joining us on SAFM Sports Special.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Christoph, obviously your main focus is the Epic. You're using this as a bit of preparation. You were up there. We chatted to Nolan Hoffman, and he was actually saying that you mountain bikers are absolutely crazy. He really suffered over the hills. But tell me how it was out there. I mean, the winds was really tough, and the racing was hard today.
Yeah, don't mind about the wind. It's for everybody more or less the same. And for me as a mountain biker, it's better chaos than everything well organized. I really liked the last two climbs, Chappies and Zürkebossi. I went over Zürkebossi first, and on Chappies, Darren and the Bonita Sky and myself, we broke away. Stayed almost clear until Camps Bay, but yeah, MTN, they had so many guys and chased us down. And for a while, I was thinking, wow, maybe you can do top three. But the Bonita Sky didn't want to work. They had some sprinters, which I didn't understand, you know, when you have maybe a top three, and I'm not a good sprinter, come on, work. Yeah. But I love this race, and it's so much action, such a cool route, such a cool vibe, and then it's almost sad once it's over.
You not only love this race, you love Cape Town as well. I mean, you spend a lot of your year here prepping for the Absa Cape Epic. What is it that you love about Cape Town and South Africa in particular?
Yeah, I come here since 1997. And it's like my second home. I live in Stellenbosch for almost a third of the year. I love the friendliness of the people, the region, obviously the mountain biking, the training. The whole culture in Stellenbosch and here in Cape Town. I like the mix of all the different people and houses, streets. There's always something to see and explore.
And as far as your prep for the Epic goes, it's not too long now till the race starts. Are you pretty happy with the way your preparation's gone in 2014?
Yeah, super good. I'm in exactly the shape I wanted to be, maybe the strongest so far. Off weekend now, that means I'm still on the bike training, and then on Wednesday it's the Songo race in Stellenbosch. In Kayamandi, where the home of Songo is, so that's going to be a very cool race. And I hope lots of people will come to watch again, so much action, and then, yeah, on Sunday, the prologue.
Awesome. Well, we'll see you at the Absa Cape Epic, I'm sure. I look forward to catching up with you then, once again, cool. As champion. And, thanks for chatting to us today.
Thank you.
Well,
We're at the finish of the Argus, and I'm catching up with Carl Platten, one of the best mountain bikers around, and looking lean and mean in form. The Absa Cape Epic just around the corner. Carl, how did you go today?
Yeah, it was a very nice race. For me, it was a pleasure to be here, because I knew that it's going to be really hard to perform against the roadies like MTN or Bonita or the Panda guys. So I decided to have lots of fun and maybe bring them a little bit on into the hurt box. And I tried to attack from the beginning and just test my form. And it was a really good workout for me.
It's been so interesting chatting to the roadies and chatting to the mountain bikers. I spoke to Nolan Hoffman and he was just saying it was crazy out there, and you could just see he was really in the hurt box. And then I chat to Christoph Sauser and he says it was crazy out there, but he's smiling. It's like he absolutely loves it. You guys love the chaos, like an event. I mean, the wind's blowing and there's lots of attacks. You guys relish that, don't you?
Yeah, we don't really like the chaos, because sometimes it was really dangerous, because some people were going from right to left. And to be very careful, and I also didn't want to destroy myself in a crash 2 weeks before the Epic, and I think, but for the roadies it's more stress there, because they have something to lose, and they have, I think, lots of pressure, and they need to be really awake in the race. So for me, I mean, if there's a group going, I don't really mind, but for the roadies, it's special.
Yeah. Let's talk about the Epic. You say 2 weeks away. It is just around the corner. This is a bit of preparation. I mean, you literally no pressure on. Nobody expects you to win today. It's a bit of fun, but it's good training. How are you feeling ahead of the Epic?
I must say, this year I'm really confident, because I had last year a little bit of a burnout, and I stopped my season very early, and I had a 2.5 months break, and now I'm fresh and I feel very motivated, and our team is in a very good space. We did already some races here, and we could perform really nicely, and I'm really looking forward to Epic. I'm excited and can't wait for the start.
Brilliant. Christoph was saying to us as well that he just loves South Africa. I mean, Cape Town in particular, Stellenbosch. You must feel exactly the same. This is like a second home for you.
Yeah, I think this year from January on I was more in Cape Town than at home. So my wife is already complaining a little bit, and now I'm staying for a month here in Cape Town. Yeah, it really became like a second home here, and I knew everything. I have lots of friends, lots of places to go, and I'm really loving it here.
Brilliant. All the best for the Epic. Well done today as well, and we'll be following you eagerly at the Absa Cape Epic.
Thank you very much.
Well, we're catching up with the man who bries for a living, Jan Bry. Welcome onto the show. It's good to catch up. How was your ride today?
As a bright athlete, I enjoyed the conditions out there. A little bit of wind, so no smoke in the eyes. During the past week, I was in Franschhoek doing the Cape Roulier. They rode a lot with the world's top mountain biker, Carl Platt, the man from Germany, who's going to win the 5th Cape Epic this year. And he took me under his wing at the Cape Roulier, showed me a lot of tricks, and that really helped me out there today. And I think I'm quietly confident that I went sub-3 on my 23rd Cape Argus Pick and Pay Momentum Cycle Tour.
That's a mouthful, isn't it?
It's quite a mouthful. It's almost like a T-bone steak.
Jan, you say Carl took you under his wing, and you got some tips in that for today, but I'm sure you got some tips for a couple of weeks, because you're riding the Cape Epic as well. You've been roped into to ride that. You're looking forward to that?
Yes, today, exactly 2 weeks before the start of the Absa Cape Epic. Very privileged position to be part of Team Absa for that. I think the word is stoked, and it's going to be awesome. What a privilege to ride through some of the most pristine cycle tracks in the world, in the greatest country in the world. It's such a proudly South African event that it's the toughest mountain bike race in the world, and it's right here in the Western Cape. So very excited about that. I get the question a lot, whether I'm fit enough or whether I'm ready. I don't think an amateur like myself is ever ready for a race like that. You're just in different stages of unreadiness. So I'm at a good stage of unreadiness for the race. I think I might finish it.
Well, the last time I saw you was probably about a year and a half ago, I'm guessing, and you're looking lean and mean. I actually want to take you to the caterers now and get you a good meal, because you look like you need one.
Look, it's I'm following a very high protein diet, so that's obviously the trick. I'm slim and trim like a piece of biltong, and I'm just looking forward to the race. The less weight you've got to carry over those hills, the better. Yeah.
Brilliant. Tell us a little bit. I mean, you ride mountain bike all the time. You do a bit of road as well. You live out here in the Western Cape. The Epic always been on your list of races to do. I know you were a late call-up. There was an injury to one of the other teammates, and you got roped in. Has it always been on your list of races to do? Or
I think you secretly have it on your to-do list, but you don't really want to speak about it.
It's like that uncle you have in jail, eh?
It's well, I don't know, Brad. But if you say so. I think doing it in the Team Absa setup is just a phenomenal opportunity. They give you so much support that when I was given the opportunity to do that, I immediately said yes, and I'm grabbing the opportunity with both hands and both feet and both brightongs.
I want to wish you luck, Jan. It's going to be, I don't want to say an epic 8 days, because it is going to be the epic 8 days. It's going to be amazing. I'm sure you're going to rock it. You're looking in unbelievable form. If you rode a sub-3 today in the wind here at the Argus, you're definitely going to have a good one.
Yeah, look, I think it will be fine. It will definitely be tough. I'll spend some quality time in my deep, deep dark place, but I think I'll get through it.
Awesome. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Brad.
And that's a wrap for this week's show. Thanks a lot to Christoph Sauser, Carl Platt, and Jan Bry for joining me this week on Mountain Bike Talk SA. Be in touch. Podcast at mtbtalksa.co.za. Look forward to hearing from you. And don't forget, you can also follow and like us on various social media platforms. You can find us on Facebook. Just go to facebook.com/mtbtalksa. Or you can find us on Twitter at mtbtalksa. From myself, Brad Brown, have yourself a brilliant week. And we'll chat soon. Cheers.